we move on to 47-48, by then Gordon Hudson was captain.
Gordon was captain.
What sort of captain and player was Gordon?
Well, I have to be truthful. As far as I was concerned, he was a very good captain, in the sense that I knew where I stood. I took all the kicks, and therefore I knew where I stood. Some captains, you didn't know where you stood. I played in an England game, and I didn't know whether I was taking the kicks or not.
Really?
It was a sort of a call-up, you know, because the chap who was captain also wanted to take the kicks, and he took the favourable kicks, and I had to have all the awkward ones, which doesn't make for a good position. You either want them or you don't want them. Yeah. I didn't mind which it was, but with Gordon, always I knew I had the kicks. And it was under Gordon that I actually, only on one occasion, captained the Gloucester side. I think we were playing Richmond up at Richmond, I believe. I think it was Richmond. And Gordon had cried off, so I had to skipper the side.
Oh, yeah.
Which was quite an honour for me as a fullback, because it's not a good place to play, to be a skipper of a side.
Right.
It's not a good place to be.
Can I show you the list of players in 47-8?
Because memory fades.
Memory fades. Useful trigger. Oh.
Well, Digger Morris, Tom Price, Tom Day.
Now, Tom was the one who played for England that season, wasn't he?
Tom Price?
Yeah.
Yes. Tom played for England.
Any memories of Tom?
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember Tom Price. And this says something for a forward, doesn't it? A first-class forward, kicking a penalty goal from halfway,
really?
At King's Home.
Mm.
Now that's, there aren't many front row forwards who could do that.
How come you weren't taking the kick, Bill?
This was before he started playing for Gloucester.
Oh.
He was playing for All Blues in a cup final before he started playing for Gloucester, as a youngster, and he was outstanding in this game in what was the North Gloucester Combination Cup, and Tom was taking the kicks for All Blues, and everybody watching, and I was watching that game, said, well, there's a chap who's going to play for England. And the very first game he played for Gloucester, I can remember it well. The opposing team kicked off on King's Home. He took the ball and he ran straight through the opposing forwards coming on. Took it and he went straight through them and come out the other side, looking for somebody to give the ball to. I've only ever seen one forward ever do that since, and that was Mike Teague.
Yeah.
I saw Mike Teague do it in the game.
Mm.
He's the only other forward I've ever seen in all the years I've been connected with the club and watching. I've ever seen that done, and that was by, but Tom did it in his very first game for Gloucester, and it was against Newport. And he went straight, he took the ball on the run, took it, and as a forward advanced, he went straight through them and ran for 35 yards and came out the other side looking for somebody to give the ball to. I can tell you a story about him. We went down to see Wales play England one day, Cardiff, and I took two or three of the Gloucester blokes down with me. He was one of them. And after the game, we went into the clubhouse, the Cardiff clubhouse, which was the international pitch game. And I'm sat there at a table, and I've just forgotten his name for a minute, Di Davis. It's just come up to me, who played 14 or 15 times for Wales, came up to me, and Tom had now gone to the bar to get himself a drink with a couple others. I'm sat there. He said, I see you brought your buddy down with you today, Bill. I said, I didn't know who he meant for a minute. I said, who do you mean? He said, Tom Price, up at the bar there. Oh, yeah. I said, I brought him down. Yeah, yeah. He said, I ever told you about him? I said, no. What's this? I said, I've heard some stories, but what is this? He said, well, this is true, because this is detrimental to me. He said, Gloucester came down, you weren't playing, he said, he was just starting with Gloucester, And he said, we, in the Cardiff changing room in those days, used to look at the teams. He said, and it said, T. Price on his third game for Gloucester as a front row forward, a promising front row forward. He said, and all the rest of the blokes in the Cardiff said, team were saying to me, oh, I'd played 12 times for Wales then, you're always lucky, you always get the Sprugs opposite you, bit of meat, isn't it? He said, I don't know. He said, anyway, as we want to be, the very first scrum we went down, he said, and we went, before the referee said come down, we went in, he said, and I hit him with my knee and I hit him with my right fist out of the sight of the referee. He said, and I'm not joking, I've dropped half a dozen props opposite me, youngsters like that, in my time. He said, but he was stood up as, stood up straight as he stood there, looking at me, down at me. He said, he never said a word, and he never batted an eyelid. He said, and the ball was put out, put in the scrum, it was kicked out, and there was a line out, very first line out. Been playing 2 minutes. He said, and he's at number two and I'm at number three. He said, and he grabs a bloke opposite me and shifts me to go and stand by me. And I thought, that's a bit strange. Anyway, the ball went up and I went up for the ball. He said, and as I went up and come down, he said, he hit me knee and fist. He said, I was out cold. He said, it's the only time I've ever been knocked out cold. He said, and the ambulance chap came on and threw water over my face and I'm coming to. And I'm on one knee looking up and he's there. And he looked at me and he said, if that's the way you can want it, you can have it. Or you can play football, you can please yourself. He said, I've never forgot it. He said, I've played against him and I've played with him for the Barbas. He said, I'll tell you, he's the finest prop forward I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. That was a tribute to Tom Price.
Yeah, yeah, quite a tribute.
And it was against himself.
Yeah, yeah. Another regular in the team around then, I think, was Charlie Dunn.
Yeah.
Tell us about Charlie.
Another character. We won that game because of Charlie Dunn.
Oh.
He was quick, wasn't he?
Quick.
Very quick. Yeah. Yeah.
Tackled anything.
Yeah.
Why do I say that? We were 10 miles off Paddington when Danny Evans came in to me and said, Bill... I said, yes, they were in another compartment playing cards or something. I was in another place reading the paper or something. And he said, have a word with Charlie, will you? I said, why have a special word with him? What's it? What? He said, Richmond rely on Tommy Kemp, T. Kemp, Dr. Kemp, outside half, England outside half, 12, 15 games for England, I don't know how many. He said, they've only got him. In the backs, bottle him up, he said, and this game's won, says Danny. I hadn't thought of it like that, I hadn't thought of it at all like that. So I duly went along and said, Charlie, just a minute, come out in the corridor. I said, I can remember, typical Coney Hill, Matson, you know. I said to him, hey, Chaz, there's a chap played called Tommy Kemp playing for them today, England outside half. Never heard of him, he said. Who's he? Never heard of him. I said, well, he's the England outside half. You know that as well as I do at the moment. He was the current. I said, you've got one job and one job only today. That's to look after him. I don't want him moving. I don't want him moving. He's a big one. Oh, he said he can't go without his legs. He was about 6 foot one or two and he went about 15 stone. He was a big outside half. Yeah. It was Tommy Kemp. You remember him, Bill?
Not well. No,
not well, but no, you remember the name. No. You remember the name, I expect, Kemp?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
The doctor. Anyway, I said, that's your job. Look after him. Look after him? By goodness me. He didn't move the whole game. He did not move the whole game. And it came to the last scrum and time was up and we knew we'd won, you know. And Tommy Kemp was so sick of him that he took the ball under his arm, I can see it now, and he waited for him to come. And Charlie's not a very big bloke, he's a little titch actually. He caught Charlie under here as he came to him like that, lifted him off his feet. Charlie wriggled away, went down, grabbed Tempe down the legs, and down he went. And the ball went loose again, and the game was all over. Well, in those days, I used to go to Twickenham quite a lot. And I was up there, some 5 or 6 years after I'd finished playing. And I was in the England quarters up there, and Tommy was there, and he came over. "Hello, Bill," he said. "How are you?" I said, "Oh, very well, thanks. Tom, how are you?" "Oh, very well." He said, "How's that devil done going on down at Gloucester? Have you shot him yet?" He said, "Because I could have done if you haven't." He said, "It's the worst afternoon of playing rugger I've ever had." And that was about Charlie.
Speaks well for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.